fight, you got officially eliminated from the playoffs, but you've been happy with the way the team's obviously performed. Sometimes you see that step back, but it seems like guys have almost turned it up now.
Yeah, we, you know, obviously where we sat in the standings, you know, a while back now, we weren't exactly pleased with where we were, but we were realistic to realize that the players that are in our lineup right now, the first-year guys, the prospects that we're trying to get to the Winnipeg Jets have made some real strong improvements. So we look at the big picture here as a coaching staff, and we've been pleased with that. And you're seeing that translate into some success here as of late. The players have gained that experience, the first-year players. We've been able to lessen a little bit of adversity here with having a lot of new faces in our lineup with, I believe, with today's practice, six PTOs, professional tryouts, and one amateur tryout in our practice, and the same role into tomorrow's game. So we've been able to weather that, but also with those new faces that come in and the experience the prospects have gained, there's an excitement there.
DeLeo and Kozmacek back, I guess, obviously, you think they'll help you out this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's a great thing that happens when a player gets his opportunity in the best league in the world, gets a taste for it, sees what it's like, obviously, the atmosphere at MTS Center, being a sold-out building, traveling with the team, what it's like to play in that league. And now when they come down, in my experience over the years, there's even that much more jump in their step, that they're that close to getting to their goal.
Brendan Kitchen getting a shot with the Jets. How do you think he'll do up there?
Well, first of all, it was a great call to make. They're all real. That's a part, again, as a staff, that when you make those calls to those players, it never gets old. It's definitely one of those calls you enjoy making. Brendan was very happy, and with regards to how he'll play up there, he's now an experienced defenseman at the American Hockey League level, obviously has a real good offensive mind for the puck, and his defensive side has gotten stronger, so we'll see. He's definitely proven he can get his opportunity. It's up to him to see what he does with it.
DeSavo's come in here and scored some goals for you. Has he been a pretty pleasant surprise for you?
He has been a pleasant surprise. We knew as a first-year guy in the ECHL that there was some offense to him, and you always wonder if they can now translate that again in the American League, but there's times when you don't notice him very much, but all of a sudden he's around the puck a lot. But you can see the vision and obviously the passing skill and the ability to find the back of the net, so that's been a pleasant surprise.
Where's his strong suit, I guess? What does he bring to the game?
I would put him, you know, if I'm looking at comparables, you know, obviously Nick Petan is off the charts with vision and skill set. He would fall in that category like Nick. He's a smaller size guy, but he sees the ice really well. He's able to make plays, slow the game down, and the skill set is one that you look for in those smaller players.
What can you tell us about the guy you brought in today?
Sean Escobedo was in Greenville. Our scouts, Bruce Southern, a lot of legwork trying to find depth guys for the Manitoba Moose, but he's had a couple stints in the American League already this year, but a solid, safe, puck-moving defenseman, so he'll get his opportunity here because of Kitchener.
Wilson played his first game with you earlier in the week, I guess. What's he bring to the table?
I liked his game. I thought, again, you're talking about an older player coming out of college. But again, it was his first professional game. But for his first game, again, I thought he really showed some composure with the puck as a defenseman. His skating was strong. Again, what you look for out of your defensemen early in their careers here is making sure that they're advancing the puck north. And I thought his outlet passes were real strong. So that was a good first game for him.
What's the biggest difference making that jump from college to pro?
I would say the speed. The speed of the game. Everything in the games is executed at a faster speed. The same with practices. It's a higher pace. And the lack of room on the ice. You get a little bit more time to make plays with the puck in college and in junior. And you step up to the pro level. The players are bigger. The players are faster. So there's not as much time to make plays.
What does it mean to you to get to see your players being picked up by the Jets when you have a Petan, you have Kozmacek, you have Lapointe? Like, they're going for the younger players that you're helping to develop.
Yeah, that's a big part of what we're trying to do down here. So not only does it make us pleased, obviously, when they get their opportunity, it's what they do with that opportunity. And we look at the players that have went up and played for the Winnipeg Jets. They didn't look out of place. They're able to contribute and help them, again, win hockey games. So whenever they're able to make the most of that opportunity and learn from the experience they've gained down here with the Manitoba Moose and to see them, again, play well in the National League, then that all fits together.
This is you from a goalie development perspective to have Connor Hellebuyck having played now 50 professional games this season and Eric Comrie a similar number, which is probably not what you anticipated going into the year.
It's to have two solid prospects in your lineup that are goaltenders, it's a rarity. They're both, obviously Connor is an excellent young goaltender. We know what he's done from his first year pro, put up great numbers, played in the All-Star game, and again this year when he had his opportunity, Winnipeg played really well. So when you have both those balance, usually you sit with a number one and a number two. Those two are real close. So it's definitely something when you have depth in a position to have two strong goaltenders like Connor and Eric, that's rare, but very fortunate.